From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Governor General, Paul Scroon, said this afternoon that the outgoing Prime Minister, Ben Jones, of the National Party, tendered his resignation this morning.
And that was a little preview there from Jerry Timmins, who's in St. George's sorting out the situation, which in fact has been sorted out now, as Grenada definitely has a new Prime Minister. He was sworn in. It's Mr. Nicholas Brathwaite.
I, Nicholas Alexander Brathwaite. Do swear.
That I will faithfully bear true allegiance. To Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Her heirs and successors.
According to law.
So help me God.
Mr. Nicholas Brathwaite of Grenada's National Democratic Congress there, finally being sworn in as Prime Minister this afternoon. His appointment comes after almost 3 days of wrangling between the successful parties at Tuesday's general election. No single party won the required majority to form a government. The NDC won 7 seats, the GOLP 4, with the national parties picking up 2 each. Jerry Timmins now reports from the capital, St. George's.
The Governor-General, Paul Scroon, said this afternoon that the outgoing Prime Minister, Ben Jones, of the National Party, tendered his resignation this morning, opening the way for the Governor to approach Mr. Nicholas Brathwaite as the man most likely to command a majority in the House.
And I have decided that Mr. Nicholas Brathwaite is going to be the new Prime Minister for Grenada.
Mr. Brathwaite's NDC is being supported by the National Party's Ben Jones and Aline Walker, bringing the total number of seats in the House to 9, a clear majority. Mr. Brathwaite said Ben Jones would be Deputy Prime Minister, Aline Walker would receive a junior minister's post, and Pauline Andrew of the TNP will become a senator. After all the speculation of the past few days, some of which has suggested that Mr. Jones was preparing to form a coalition of his own in order to remain Prime Minister, the Governor stressed that from now on the interests of the country must be put first.
I hope that he will get every support from all the members of Parliament, from the various political parties, and indeed from the people of this country generally. Because the interest of this country must always come before individual interests.
The question now is whether this is a coalition government or a government of national unity. Mr. Brathwaite fudged that one. Also, will the NDC hold together? It was thought that both George Brizan, who will now hold the post of Minister for Finance and Planning, and Francis Alexis, who will be Attorney General, both had their eye on the post of Deputy Prime Minister. One has to wonder how disappointed they are. Still, after days of uncertainty, Grenada today sighed with relief at the news of what must be the country's best chance for stable government. This is Jerry Timmins in St. George's, Grenada.
And we're going to go back to St. George's now as we have live on the line the new Prime Minister, Mr. Nicholas Brathwaite. Mr. Brathwaite, thank you very much indeed. I know you're under extreme pressure. Indeed, getting through to you was quite a problem. I know your phone has been constantly busy. But like the Grenadian public, a sense of relief for you now that this has been sorted out?
Oh, yes, undoubtedly. I am very pleased that the relief has come to the people of Grenada after some anxious hours.
What are we talking about here, Mr. Brathwaite? Is it a coalition, an accommodation? I mean, what happens to Mr. Jones's TNP now that he's joined you?
No, well, I am not in a position, Hugh, to say exactly what would develop in that respect. I held discussions with Mr. Jones yesterday and arrived at a, if you can call it an accommodation, with respect to the role that he can play together with his colleagues, two of his colleagues in the government. Mr. Jones did tell me that he would have to discuss it with his party. He has not so far got back to me, but the Governor General this morning held discussions with him and took the decision to swear me in. I am confident that before Parliament meets, we shall have a majority so that the problems of the past few months with a minority government will be over and Grenada will settle down to 5 years of true stability and good government.
With regards to that, what will be your immediate task? What is the thing that
you... Well, the immediate task, really, Hugh, well, first of all, as you would appreciate, the immediate task will be to complete the cabinet. After that, we must set up a consultative group to review the fiscal policy in order to prepare the estimates